Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. And trust me, we could all use a dose of that right now. Ever feel like the world is just spinning faster and faster? Like everyone's rushing around, stressed out, and losing their cool over the smallest things? You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic, or waiting in line at the coffee shop, and your inner monologue starts sounding like a broken record of frustration? Well, I'm here to tell you there's another way. A way to find calm amidst the chaos, understanding even when things get heated, and patience that doesn't feel like a superpower but rather a simple choice we can make every day. So, buckle up, because today we're diving into the heart of Stoicism, cultivating patience and understanding in daily interactions. And trust me, these aren't just abstract concepts, they are powerful tools that can transform your everyday experiences. First things first, let's talk about expectations. We humans are notorious for setting ourselves up for disappointment by expecting things to go our way all the time. We crave instant gratification, smooth sailing, and zero hiccups along the road. But here is the truth. Life is messy. It throws curveballs. It tests us. And that's okay. The key is to learn to let go of rigid expectations and embrace flexibility. Remember, what we resist often persists. So instead of clinging to a perfect scenario, try shifting your mindset to one of acceptance and open-mindedness. Next up, active listening. It's more than just hearing words. It's about truly understanding another person's perspective. Think about the last time someone was really venting to you. Did you cut them off? Jump in with solutions? Or did you take a moment to truly hear their story, acknowledge their feelings, and let them know you were there for them? Active listening isn't just about being polite. It's about building genuine connections, fostering empathy, and creating space for meaningful conversations. It's a powerful way to cultivate understanding and reduce conflict in our daily interactions. Remember, sometimes the best thing we can offer is a listening ear and a compassionate heart. Now let's talk about responding, not reacting. Think of it like this. Your reactions are automatic, impulsive responses to situations. They are often fueled by emotions and can lead to regrettable choices. But when you respond, you take a moment to pause, reflect, and choose a thoughtful course of action. This takes practice, for sure. It's like training your inner voice to hit the brakes before it launches into overdrive. But with time and conscious effort, you can become more aware of your triggers, manage your emotions effectively, and respond with calmness and clarity. Remember that golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated. Well, it goes beyond simple politeness. It's about embodying kindness, empathy, and respect in all our interactions. It's about recognizing the shared humanity that connects us, even when we disagree. And let me tell you, a little bit of human connection can go a long way in making the world feel a little less chaotic and a lot more compassionate. Imagine this. You're at the grocery store, and the person in front of you is having a meltdown because they can't find their coupon. Instead of getting frustrated or annoyed, you take a deep breath, offer a kind word, and maybe even help them look for the coupon. That simple act of kindness can turn a tense situation into a positive one. It shows that even in the midst of everyday chaos, we have the power to choose compassion over judgment, understanding over frustration. And trust me, the ripple effect of these small acts of kindness can be truly powerful. So, remember, cultivating patience and understanding isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort every day to choose calmness over chaos, empathy over judgment, and connection over isolation. It's about embracing the messy beauty of life with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of heart. Ready to take action? Start by practicing active listening in your next conversation. Try to truly hear what the other person is saying without interrupting or jumping to solutions. Then, respond thoughtfully, choosing kindness over criticism. And remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. You got this. Keep those Stoic vibes strong and join me tomorrow for another episode of Stoic Mindset Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.